I came down here 6 years ago from Edinburgh. I'd been writing songs up in Edinburgh and I'd been sending them down to London, and nothing was happening. And since then I've discovered when you walk into record companies, there's big piles of cardboard boxes full of tapes and that never ever get listened to. And most A&R men will tell you that they very rarely sign up people on the strength of a cassette. It's usually they see you've got to have a live band normally for them to go and see, unless you've got a good manager to take stuff in. So I had to come down to London to try and make it.
Did you, like, 6 years ago play a similar kind of music that you play now?
Yeah, I've always been doing rock music, but when I came down, I came down as a writer first. I'd been in like a few bands before, and I'd always been like guitarist. I didn't sing. We had a brilliant singer up there, and so I came down and I had these demos with myself singing, and I sent them to people, trying to get them to do my songs. And I got a couple of small bands recorded them. Then people kept telling me that I should be doing more material, So my manager heard one of the tapes that I had, and he put me in a studio, and then a year later I had a record deal. Yeah.
So how long ago was that?
That's I think I got the deal about 3 years ago. Yeah. So it took a little while. Like when I first come down here, I just used to play around the pubs and that. Just doing covers, just doing anything, just to try and get money together, And that had to help develop the singing as well. So it was really good experience for me to do that.
You said before we switched to table and that
Yeah.
you did the Irish pubs and
Yeah, I used to do play all the. Once you play in one Irish place, if you're any good, then all the other Irish people in there, they're drinking all the other Irish pubs, and they're telling the people from these places, and it's they got in touch with us, and we play another Irish pub, and then in the end up just everybody I knew down here were Irish. And it was just like London was just full of these Irish people, and